Yeah, welcome to the just 3 days now. We originally had idea of doing it for other 7 days or at least 6 days. 3 days before Prabhupada's disappearance, 3 days after. Then there was a proposal that we do Prabhupada Katha, so we dropped those 3 days. And we have Prabhupada Katha for 3 days or more. Yeah. Then, so now we have only 3 days at our disposal. It's the first day, 2 more days to go. And the topic, this being, we are in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham Ki. And also we are here during Sharad season, autumn season. So we have chosen a topic from Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which deals with the Sharad season, autumn season, or some pastimes during that autumn season, and more particularly the pastime of Krishna playing his flute, Ribo, and hence the topic is, we could call Venu Geet, the song of the flute. So that is chapter 21 of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter has 20 verses. If we had 6 days, which we don't have them now, we were going to complete the chapter, all the 20 verses, but as we have now only 3 days, we will only go through half of the chapter. And then see what Krishna plans in future, whatever. So we'll have a few verses each day, like starting with the first one here. And each verse is a song. Beginning verses are introduction to that song, and then each of those verses, sixth one verse, is a song of the flute. During this presentation, we are going to attempt to present comments, commentaries, tikas, as you know them, of our acharyas, Sridhar Swami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and like that, Baladev Vidyabhushan. We are not scholars. I'm not. I'm going to try to translate, try to convey some meanings which I grasp. There are many Gitas. There's a Venu Geet, there's a Gopi Geet, there's a Yugal Geet, there's a Bhramar Geet. Different Gitas are very popular Gitas, songs in 10th canto, and this is one of those very popular songs. This chapter is 21. In previous chapter, Sukhdeva Goswami has described the rainy season and autumn season. That verse, is it coming up? Okay. Sri Shuka Vacha. Itam Sharat Svachha Jalam. Padmakara Sugandhina.
Padmakara Sugandhina.
Nyavishad Vayuna Vatam.
Nyavishad Vayuna Vatam.
Sago Gopalako Chutaha.
Sago Gopalako Chutaha.
Translation. Okay. Alright, so it's not available. So we'll cover translation and as much as possible word meaning and the commentaries. Yeah, but we wanted to get your attention to the very first verses, Issam, meaning this or thus. Sharat Swachha Jalam. Previously, in the previous chapter, there's a beautiful description of the autumn season. Many aspects of the autumn season are described in that chapter. Autumn is one of the six seasons, for your information. In the West, there are only a couple of seasons they talk about. But in Vedic culture, which is universal culture, every 2 months there's yet another season, Chaitra Vaishak, as a Vasant season, and then there's a Grishma season, and there's a Varsha Ritu, and then Sharad Ritu, Hemant, and Shishir. I just said them in English. In Sanskrit. So the Vasant, spring season, considered king of all the seasons. In that season, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. There was a debate going on amongst all these six seasons. In which month, in which season Lord is going to appear? And Vasant says, "You fools, you don't know. The spring season is the best season, so Lord will appear it's my season, when I am on. That's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be appearing." So that's Vasant, the very first season. This will come up as we go through. And the Christmas season is a hot summer season, and then Varsha, the rainy season. We welcome rainy season after the summer season. And then comes this season that we are now in, that season called Sharad season. And this is of 2 months, Aswin and Kartik. Aswin has already happened. And then comes Sharad Purnima, that night, very special full moon lit night, that Krishna performs his rasa dance, and that marks the beginning of the Sharad season, second month of Sharad season, and that is Kartik. And this season has been very much glorified in this chapter and previous chapter, and also during Rasa Dance pastimes, chapter 29 through 33 also, that is also Sharad season. It's a clean season, Swachha. Talk of Swachha Jalam. The water in this season is very Swachha, very clear. In rainy season, the muddy waters, but in this season, the mud settles and crystal clear waters. The clouds, in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada talks, the clouds are spotless, clean also. In rainy season, because they're loaded with lots of water drops, they look blackish. But as those clouds do the charities, shower their waters, take some water, take some water, take some water. Then they become white. Like the charitable person, something that is hoarding a lot of wealth, he has accumulated a lot of wealth, and then he distributes that wealth. Then he becomes very clean, he becomes very popular, becomes known, prasiddha. So from black, he becomes becomes white. So those clouds, Srila Prabhupada explains, and they are holding waters, they are black, but as they distribute to other share, to the charities, then they are white. So in this season, the clouds are white. Many parties become very joyous also. The mercantile business community, they are able to make more. There are a lot of Varsharuddha. Because of the rainy season, the movement stops, a lot of traveling is diminished. Even the mercantile community cannot travel. But as soon as there's the autumn season, immediately they begin traveling, making profits. The munis, they also have chaturmasya. They are only in one place, they stop traveling. But then soon they begin get ready for traveling. The kings also, they are not able to collect taxes during previous months or rainy season, but as soon as there's autumn, immediately they are exacting taxes. So like that, in every possible way, this season is a welcome season. Ittam svachya jalam, specially mentioned, the water is very, very suachya, svachya, achya, 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 achya. The only word is from the where they achya. Good. So this, you connect su in the beginning, then su achya svachya. It's good water, clean water, crystal clear waters. They are compared to, elsewhere they are compared to the waters of autumn season, are compared to the clean minds of the sages. They have purified their mind. Their minds are clean. And the waters in autumn season are also clean. Like sages' minds are clean. Padmakara sugandhina. And in those waters there are lots of lotuses. Become abode of lotuses. Lotuses grow everywhere amongst other flowers, especially lotuses are mentioned, sugandhina, and there are fragrant lotuses. Nyavishadvayuna vatam sago gopalako chudaha. There's also talk of air. We talked about water, now talk about air. There's an air, like a ventilation. When the room is ventilated, air is coming from one end, going also out from another window or something. It's called ventilator. So air in autumn season creates kind of AC situation, which is welcomed. But not too cold. Cool. Why is it cold? This will come out. So a little setting described like that, a little more coming up in the next verse. And into that situation, into that kind of Vrindavan, Nyavishat Achyutaha, Achyutaha, infallible Lord. So, Sa-gopa-gopa-sa-go-gopalako Nyavishat. Go, that is cows, and Gopal, Gopalakaha, as cowherd boy friends of Krishna, they all entered that forest of Vrindavan. So that's the basic kind of word meaning, and Shri got the translation idea in there. Sharada Swachhani Jalani Asmin Tat. Sharad season is known, or that season when Jalani, the waters, are crystal clear. Vayuna Vatam Anugatam Vanam Tad Eka Vyapta Ityathaha. In this season, this is Sridhar Swami commenting, air is mentioned here, Vayu is mentioned in singular form. Meaning air only blows in one direction, while in rainy season you know what happens. Blasting, blowing from all directions, and kind of wild scene. Or in summer season it goes whirlwind situation also. Storms in rainy season. But in autumn season, it blows in only one direction. So air is addressed here as singular air, not many airs coming from all 10 directions. Tatascha kusuma. Now that's, we'll move on to Manda Sugandhi Sitalam Iti Bhavaha. Bamsidhar, who comments, is another commentator. He comments on Sridhar Swami's comments. He says the air is manda, blows very gently in autumn season, and it is sugandhi, it is very fragrant. Nice fragrance of air in this season. And it's also sheetal, it is cool. Why is it so? Well, manda, it blows slow, that is understood. Fragrant, because it blows over those padmas, the lotus flowers are everywhere and they are fragrant. And the air blows over those flowers, carrying the fragrance of the flowers, and the air everywhere then becomes very fragrant also. And as this air, the vayu, is also blowing over those cool waters, so the air becomes cool, that air cooled water is then circulated all over Braj, and this way that air, which is slowly moving, flowing, and fragrant, and cool, is very, very pleasing. Do not think this is some kind of mundane description of nature. We haven't gathered to hear about just nature's beauty and a nice situation. And that's nice. This couldn't be mundane. This is, in this context, Krishna is going to be placed. It's for Krishna. In the middle of all this is, Krishna is entering. So it is all spiritual. Achyuta iti vinapi vanadi kridam sukhasthiti bhakti. In this verse, Achyuta is mentioned towards the end of this verse. Achyuta. Infallible. He is complete. He is perfect. He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. Still he is entering. There is no need for him to go to the forest, enjoy the nature's beauty and this and that. But he, that kind of Lord, he doesn't have to enjoy. By nature he is full of joy. He is Atmaram, self-satisfied. Still he's entering the forest. So he's not coming down He stays at Achyuta, infallible level, and he's not coming down to enjoy the nature of the forest. Although he enjoys, but that's not like others enjoying only the nature. Sanatana Goswami mentions, there's only one verse is in front of you. So he says, one and half verses describe this one, and half of the next verse describes the context or the beauty of the autumn season. And Sanatana Goswami also points out that rit prapta varnaniya rupa liladina bhava vishesha avirbhava visesham. So that he says, he only ended up saying, Sukhdev Goswami ended up only saying Achyuta. He should have said Sri Krishna entered the forest. It's obvious. He is the one. Sri Krishna has entered the forest. But he could not say so, because as soon as he thought of Krishna entering the forest, he entered into very special bhava and emotions. And he could not even say the obvious, that is Sri Krishna. And he could only say Achyuta. Krishna is described as Achyuta. It's called Vishesha. The object is personality of God. Achyuta is just a Vishesha or adjective. So he only gave a description but not mentioned the person directly, because of the special emotions that Sukhdev Goswami was experiencing at that time as he started description of Krishna's entrance into the forest. Padmakara prasputya padmamayaha. Jiva Goswami says, as if wherever there's water bodies, there are flowers. Especially the lotus flowers. Padmakar, akar milaga, big stock, storage, collection, padma akar. So, Braj, wherever there are water bodies, there are padmas. So, hence, padmakaraha. Okay, so those are some of the comments of this verse. Is that everything? Verse number 2. So today we have 4 verses to cover. And Kusumita vanaraji shushmi bhranga dvijakula jushtam sarasarin mahidram madhupati ravagaihya charayanga sahapashupala balas chukuja venum. In this verse, there is a talk of flute playing. This verse ends with the 2 words, but Chukujavinum. Krishna played his flute, called Venu here, which is specially meant for pleasure of gopis. There's also Krishna plays Venu, Krishna plays Bamsi, Krishna plays Murli. So he's Venu Dhar, Murli Dhar, Bamsi Dhar. So that Venu Dhar has played his Venu. Kusumita Vana Raji talks about the autumn season is full of Kusumas, the Kusum Sarovar. You know Kusum Sarovar? Why is it called Kusum Sarovar? Because flowers everywhere. On the banks of the Sarovar lay lots of flowers. Kusum. The spring season is also known as Kusumakar, which brings this spring season, lots of flowers. And although this is not exactly a spring season, but in this autumn season, there are lots of flowers, as if it is a spring season. Why is it so? That will be explained very soon. Kusumita, the flowers everywhere. Kusumita Vanaraji. 12 forests of Vrindavan are very famous. But there are lots of vanas. Well, we think it's only Vrindavan. And that's it. Oh, where are you going? Vrindavan. But if you are going to Brajamandal Parikrama, you may say, oh, where are you going? I am going to the 12 forests of Vrindavan. But those who know more, they know there are many, many more than 12 forests. There are Adhiban, Upavan, and this one, that one. Braja Bhakti Vilas, there's a scripture called Braja Bhakti Vilas by Brajacharya Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He gives a list of 48 different forests. This 12, another 12, forests, within forest. So all these Vanarajis, all these Vanas, they are like a king of all forests. Kusumita, they are full of flowers. Shushmi Vranga, and when there are flowers, who comes? The flowers? Bringa. The Brahmaras, bumblebees come. Shushmi. What is Shushmi? Madan, okay. The mad bumblebees. Why become they mad? They become mad? They become intoxicated. As they drink the madhu, honey from the flowers, they become Shushmi Vringa. They become mad. Mad bumblebees. Dvija kula. Dvija, these are the, dvija means birds. Kula, the groups of birds, this kind of bird, those kind of parrots, and the peacocks, and these birds, those kind of birds, and dvija, the birds. Dvija, you see here, Ja means taking birth and Dvi means second birth. The birds take birth two times. First they take birth, they are in the egg, that's first birth. And as they come out of the egg, that is second birth. So they are called Dvijas. Your teeth, they're also called dvijas in shastras. Teeth is also, they're also dvijas. Why? There's a first set of teeth just to drink some milk and some flour of fruits. And then to eat khichdi and other items, then there's another set. So dvija, teeth is also dvija. Dvija kula, here that meant birds. Jushtam. They are resounding. In those Kusumita Vanarajis, those forests, there are those mad bumblebees and lots of birds, and they are sounding, singing, resounding. And how far is their sounds reaching? Saraha Sarin Mahitram. Saraha. Sara is like a sarovar, kusum sarovar, man sarovar, there are so many sarovaras. In Kamban there's a, Kamivan has a sarovar, Viman sarovar, Sara, or even Kundas sarovar there. So there are two kinds of body, just the kundas, lakes, so that is Sara, and Sarin is rivers, Jamuna and some other rivers, which you do not see, or streams are flowing, small rivulets. We get to hear, read, and the gopis go out, are going towards Mathura to sell their milk products, and then there are some water streams they have to go through with the knee-deep waters. They manage, but then what happens? Many streams, they begin flowing together. Then there's a deep water, maybe that deep, or then crossing those waters becomes difficult. And then comes a boatman, and he has a blackish complexion and his yellow garments, and he has a peacock feather. And the gopis want to go across. So, hey boatsman! And he comes, yes, may I take you across? And the bargaining, oh, how much price, and this and that goes on. And so once they are in the boat, they are sitting at a distance. And then the winds begin blowing, and the boat begins rocking. And the coward girls, they are forced to come closer to the boatman. What if they turns upside down? And then point comes that boat is rocking so much that they grab the boatsman. Hey, brother, please save us. And the desired goal is achieved. The Milan union between Radha Krishna, Gopi Krishna. So there are mentions of streams or rivulets in Vrindavan. And Mahidram, there are mountains. Govardhan Mountain. There's also Badrikashram Mountain. You have not gone that side. There's a Badrikashram in Vrindavan. There's a Kedarnath Mountain. Our Parikrama devotees, they climb up the mountains. You'll be amazed. Suddenly you see ranges of mountains. Then you go to Kamba and there are more mountains. And so those mentioned here, Mahidram. Saraha Sarin Mahidram. And as the sounds of these birds singing and these Brahmaras are also doing their kind of singing. So that's all echoing or resounding and is spreading all over Vrindavan. And into this Vrindavan, Nyavishad Krishna enters. Madhupati Ravagaya. Madhupati is entering Vrindavan. Charayanga. While herding the cows, or for the purpose of herding his cows, he is entering the forest. But he is not alone. He is with Saha Pashupala Balascha. He is there with Pashupal, protectors of those animals, most sacred animals here, cows, cowherd boyfriends of Sri Krishna, are also accompanying Sri Krishna. And Bala, who is Bala? Balaram, Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Saha Pashu Pala Balash. And now the context is kind of more complete. Scene is set, and now the actor is going to do his act, which is of Chukuja Venum. Then Krishna played his lute. Venu Chukujanasya Kamodipakatvena Gopya Akarshanatvam. Sridhar Swami the great commentator of Bhagavatam, is considered the original kind of first commentator of Bhagavatam. Some 700 years ago, he was here much prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is commenting. He says, "It chukus Venu, the Krishna is playing the flute, and the purpose, he has a special purpose. This time he is playing flute with a purpose in his mind. Kama uddipakatva, stimulating some special feelings, emotions within the hearts of the gopis, madhurya, shringar ras, conjugal feelings arouse those, is purpose of Krishna's playing flute this time." Sanatana Goswami talks about this, Madhupati, comments on Madhupati. Madhu has different meanings, as you have. Madhupati, Madhu dynasty is there, Madhu Vamsh dynasty's name. Madhu is also Madhurya, sweetness. Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram. That he is a master of all the Madhurya or Madhurta, the sweetness. He is origin, is controller, is a master, is a swami, is a husband of Madhuravi, Madhur, Madhurya, sweetness, the nectar. So he is Madhupati. So he is Madhupati because of the dynasty, Madhupati because he is a master of the sweetness, and he is also Madhupati because of the spring season. The spring season has 2 months. Madhu and Madhav, I think, if I remember correctly. One of them is Madhu. The first one is Madhu. So Madhupati means he is a master of that Madhu Mas, or he is master of that spring season. Hence Krishna gets this Madhupati name in three different meanings there. Yeah, so Madhur Riturajasya Pi Patir says that in a spring season is lots of flowers, and everyone kind of welcomes the spring season also. So when spring is there, the forest looks very green and flower bearing. Everywhere the flowers are there, varieties of flowers. But now the Madhupati, the master of this spring season, is entering. Then you should be expecting even lots of better symptoms than just ordinary springtime. Because the master of the spring season is entering, so 100 times or 1,000 times, many times over, a better situation. And that more flowers, everything better, because the master of the spring season is entering the forest. Then Sanatana Goswami further explains this avagaya, entering the forest. Antaha pravishena vanasya sarvataha pravishena tatva jnanam dvanitam. It's like a Although Krishna can't, this is our understanding, he's entering from one, he's only in one place, he's entering one part of the forest. Sanatana Goswami says, as he has entered, he may have entered from one side, but now Krishna is like everywhere in that forest. And he's showing his prowess as Madhupati, and hence all the symptoms of spring season are obvious, in the middle of the autumn season, some flowers which you don't find in autumn, they are also there as if it is spring season, because Madhupati has entered and he is kind of everywhere in that forest. In their comments, you see Saha, where is that Saha? Saha Pashupala Bala Chakuja Vedam. The Saha means with. So there could be two meanings. Pay attention to this. That Saha Gaya Charayan Gaha, Krishna, he did the herding the cows together. That's one meaning. For the Krishna, Balaram, cowherd boys, together they were herding the cows. That is one meaning. The other meaning is, together they played the flute. Cowherd boys, Balaram, Krishna, they together played the flute. So what did they do together? Did they do both things together? Or only one thing together? Or he did the herding of the cows together? But when it was time for flute, he was the only one playing the flute and others were not playing the flute. So there are different opinions of different acharyas here. Nato chuku javenum. So Sanatan Goswami says, Krishna is the only one who played the flute and others were with him while only herding the cows. While herding the cows, they are together. When it came to the flute playing, it was only Krishna who played the flute. That is Sanatan Goswami. Madho yadvastesham patirishvara haiti gocharana. Is that us? Yes. That the this Madhu, Sanatana Goswami says this Madhupati meant the Yadavpati or master of the Yadu dynasty. That cannot be applied here. That won't go together. His Madhupati is from like a Dwarka situation. He has no, why should Madhupati, the master of Yadu dynasty, be in Vrindavan playing the flute? So it is not that Madhupati. But if you want to take Madhupati, then that Madhupati is Vatsalya, his affection aspect of that Lord is exhibited here in Vrindavan context, not someone who belongs to the Yadu dynasty or the master of Yadavas. No, he is Gocharana Adina Bhakta Vatsalya. His affection, his Vatsalya for his devotees is exhibited here. So even if he is called Madhupati, he is not from the other part of Golok, which is Dwarka and Yadu dynasty. He also says, Madhu Madhakara. Madhu is like a bumblebee. And that Madhu drinks the honey. So Lord Krishna is like that, more of the master of the sweetness, master of all the sweetness. And that master is known for two things. He gets intoxicated and he becomes the cause of others' intoxication. So Madhatvam Madhakatvam cha suchitam. He becomes intoxicated. Then he also shares that intoxication. So Lord Krishna does that. So he is Madhupati in that context, because he takes the sweetness, or he's He is made up of sweetness. He is full of sweetness. He is intoxicated. And then he makes others also intoxicated. Okay, so go to the next verse. Now, flute has been played, right? First, he described the season and description of the season, situation. And then Krishna comes on the scene, he has played the flute, and now see what happens next. The consequences, the result of that flute playing is this. Tada braja striya ashrutya venu gitam smarodayam kashchit paroksham krishnasya swasakhibhyo anvavarnayan tadvarnayitum arabdhaha smarantya krishna cheshtitam nashakan smaravegena vikshipta manaso nipa. So, quickly, word meaning translation. Tad braja striya ashrutya. Tada means venunad. Tada braja striya ashrutya. The braja striya of braj. The ladies of Vrindavan here. There are elderly ladies and there are young ladies. Gopis are of two kinds. So here, young gopis, they are mentioned here as Brajastriya Ashrutya. They have heard what they have heard, Venu Gitam. They have heard the song of the flute and what happened. Smara Udayam. Smara is a cupid, Kamadev, some emotions aroused, this conjugal feelings aroused in their hearts as they heard the flute playing. Kashit Paroksham Krishnasya Anuvarnayan. And some started talking. They heard the flute. Something happened within their hearts, their consciousness, emotion aroused. And then they are compelled to speak, say something. Kashchit, not everybody, but some of the gopis. Paroksham Krishnasya. They are talking about Krishna, who is in the forest. Krishna is in the forest playing flute, and gopis are at home in their respective towns and villages and homes. Or different groups of gopis. They are at home and Krishna is in the forest, and after hearing Krishna's flute, they started swasakhibhya. They started talking to sakhis around them. There are different groups of sakhis. Yutheshwari is youth, means there are teams, groups, and each team has a leader. Yutheshwari they call. So the leader started talking to their inner circle, and the next circle started talking to the just outside circle, adjoining, and then like that. They all started swasakhibhya, not to just anybody and everybody indiscriminately, but they are picky and choosy. They are whom to talk, how much to talk. They are very, very careful. Tad varnayitum arabdaha smarantya krishna cheshtitam. So they started talking about what? Krishna cheshtitam. Different Krishna's dealings, the way he was now dealing in Vrindavan and in this as the actual song of gopis, the flute would begin. The Krishna Chesta or his dealings, his reciprocations with Jamuna, with Govardhan, with the cows, with those aborigine girls, different parties that Krishna is dealing so kindly and glancing upon them, and there's so much reciprocation going on. They are kind of sensing that as they hear the flute, and that gives them topic to talk about. Krishna chestitam, different chestas, charitam, different activities of the Lord in relationship with different aspects, different parties, different devotees of Vraj. So that's how Venugi. Nana Shakan. They wanted to talk, but they could not talk. Why couldn't they talk? Smaravik yog vegena. This smaravik, they became very vikshipta manasaha. They became very agitated. They became a bit disturbed. They were imbalanced. So, and influence of this smara vega, pushings, kama vega, krodha vega, jiva vega, mudara upastha vega, pushings. Mundane creatures have this, but the conditioned souls have these different six pushings, vega, you know this, from nectar of instruction of Deshamrita, Rupa Goswami. Here it is mentioned in case of gopi, smara vega, now. The smaravig, the conjugal loving dealings, feelings were kind of pushing them. So they were unable to talk. Their voice getting choked up, and they did not know who is around. Can I talk in this context? Will they keep it confidential? So they wanted to talk, but they could not talk. Nripa. O king! For nothing. Nice talk is going on of the narration of the Bhagavatam, and suddenly Shukadev Goswami says, "Hey, King! King Parikshit!" So there's a reason why he is, why he had to address this king. Certainly wasn't sleeping that time. Speaker says, "Hey, Prabhu, eh?" Or something was, he was influenced by this talk. Then both things are there. Either Sukadev Goswami is influenced as he's talking, or as King Parikshit is hearing, he is influenced by these talks. He's getting into some other the moods and ecstasies and trance, or so that comes out here. Tat Krishna Venu Gitam Smarasya Udayaha. As soon as Sridhar Swami, as soon as gopis heard the Venu Geet, Krishna is playing the flute, and they are paroksha, they are at great distance, but by hearing the smara udaya, aroused feelings, stirred up feelings. Ashrutya shrutva paroksham yatha bhavati rajes sthitatva. So they are in Vraj and Krishna is in the Vrindavan forest. Bamsidhar says the smara is kama, panchashara, ananga, the different. Her different names are there, equivalent words for this smara. He has this smara, this cupid, Kamdev. He has an arrow, bow and arrow, made up of flowers, and he keeps shooting arrows right into the hearts of the beloved. And as soon as he shoots arrows, they are finished, they are gone. Killing by love. Of course, in this case, the smara or kama is none other than Sri Krishna. It's not a kamadev of higher planets who influences the conditioned souls, keeps shooting his arrows into their hearts, and they're finished, they're gone. Lusty desires, full of calm. But here, Sri Krishna is kama devata for gopis. Krishnasya venu gītam anugītāntaram nirantaram va anvavarnayan. Sanatana Goswami describes this. What is happening is that gopis are hearing Venu Geet. Then what happens next? Something happens, that smara vega, pushings or influence of that conjugal thoughts. They begin talking. So they are hearing the flute, and each time as they hear the flute, there is about particular melody, or per se, that particular chanda, particular, he may be conveying some messages, communicating that way, or he's dealing with different devotees, and those feelings are getting across through his flute playing. It's full of meaning. And gopis hear flute playing of Krishna, it's like a Krishna talking to them. It's not just some sound, sa re ga, different sounds. No, this is a whole message, whole. So as they hear that, they hear flute playing and they talk about corresponding whatever they have heard. Then they hear another thought, another message, another melody, another. Then they talk about that. Then another one, then another one. So he says, anugitantaram or nirantaram, or Krishna keeps playing flute and he just keep talking, not one after the other, but simultaneously, this continuous flow of their talks. Are there. Then Sanatana Goswami says, yadyapi sada tasya venunadam vinodo vartate eva. Playing the flute for Krishna, this is not new thing. He always had been playing the flute. That is what he does all the time. What is so special about this time playing the flute? There is something special about special times, special situation. One thing is that Sanatana Goswami comments, tathāpi tadānim vayo atiśayena. One thing is that Krishna has now grown up. He is now mature. He was much younger now. So that time his playing flute was different. But now he is young. Is full youth, blooming, shodasha varshiya, 16 year, grown up. That's one thing. And sharada lakshmi vilasa avalokena. And this surrounding whole sharad season, autumn season, all the nature, you know, all this lotuses everywhere, and a cool air, and fragrant air, and the birds are chirping. So all these things also has become a cause combined with his youthful, matured age, that this time as they have heard the flute, the different feeling they are getting. Something different now. We heard him playing in the past, but this time, something different. Because of the age and the whole climate, the season, and he's in mood of enjoyment. Ta samakrishtam venu vidya abhyasata. So he had been, he is playing the flute now to akrisha, to attract the gopis. Taya tasam tadrashatvam jatam. Hence, all this smara udaya, arousing of these conjugal feelings in their hearts, and this never happened in the past, but now, that day, as he tried his venu vidya, his art of playing flute, is doing different kind of magic, different kind of influence is on the gopis. Duratopi samyak shrutva. He says, the gopis are at home and Krishna is at great distance in the forest. But they could hear his flute loud and clear. That's one comment. The other comment is, kalat baby. Even if it was not so loud, sarva-vyapi subhavatva, that flute of Krishna, as Krishna plays, it spreads all over Brajamandal. It becomes all-pervading. So wherever the gopis are, they are able to hear his flute playing. Kashyat bhava vishesha yukta sri radha devyadya iti. Mention here Kashyat, where is that? Kashyat. That only some are talking swasvakhibhya to their own sakhis. They heard the flute and they are talking. So who are those? Radharani is one of those personality who is now talking to her close associates, Lalita and Vishakha, Sudevi and Rangadevi, and Chitra, Champaklata, Vishakha and Tungavidya. These are Ashtasakhis, Swasakhibhyaha. And then Lalita has her circle, so she is talking, and Vishakha has her circle, and Champaklata has her circle. So they are talking, and the word is spreading. Sarvasam eva vrajastrinam tat shravanepi sarva bhuta manoharam iti. So the comment is that soon it will be mentioned that the Krishna's flute attracts the mind of all the living entities in Vrindavan. Sarva bhuta manohara. Then why mention this kashchit? Only some gopis heard and only some gopis are talking. Why not all the sarva bhuta manoharam? Then there's a mention. Yes, not only the gopis, the young gopis heard, but the elderly gopis also heard that flute playing. But then they had different feeling. There, instead of the smara vega or conjugal feelings arousing, vatsalya udayaha. Yeah, they heard, but their vatsalya aroused. Young gopis, the conjugal feelings aroused, but the elderly gopis, they also heard, yes. But they are vatsalya, the parenthood, even Krishna is their son, that kind of feeling they were experiencing. नतु स्मरत चेति तः परिभूता अतः स्वेव. So these gopis having vatsalya bhav, they are excluded from the list. So that is why I said it's only some gopis were experiencing kashchit, experiencing this smara vega, the conjugal feelings. And further comment is that they're hearing how were they hearing paroksham? This Krishna is at great distance and they are wherever they are, at their homes, town, villages, or groups of gopis. So from distance they are hearing, and as they have heard, they are described here as because of their parama shalinatva. Immediately they felt shy. They heard the lute. Some feeling that they had not experienced before, they immediately felt bashful or shy. And they're trying to hide it. Even from their sakhis around them. And although they are talking, they heard they're talking, but they're talking as if their talk has no connection with the flute playing. They're trying to hide the fact that that the flute playing has influenced them, and under that influence they are talking. So they are trying to hide that. What happened? Nothing. They know what, because they're also experiencing something similar. Others are. But each one is trying to, they are bashful, they are not able to share this with others, and they are very discreet. Preaching to the faithless is offense. That kind of, you have to be, depending on the level of the person that you preach to, accordingly you preach. So they are not sure how would others take this, my response to this flute playing, what comments they would be making. I better not talk about this, or not make sure that they did not know that because of that flute playing, I'm talking this, I become mad and I'm talking like this. So tatrapi paroksham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now Jiva Goswami, something amazing, he says that Venuna Gitam Venorva Gitam. He says, is it Venuna Gitam, Venor Gitam? There are two meanings here. He says, is it Krishna placed the flute on his lower lips and he used that as instrument musical instrument, and he's playing. Player, he is the player of the flute. That is Venuna Gitam. He's using flute as the instrument and he is the player. Or is it the flute that is playing by herself or itself? Is it Gita of originally Krishna, or is it a Gita song of the flute? And he says that Sri Krishna Adhara Sparsha Matrena Svataha Eva Tatkujana Sha Bhangi Visheshena Gitatvam. He says when Krishna places the flute on his lips, that flute becomes, that by touch, becomes excited. And that flute begins singing. As in Krishna has, he has not even, he has not done just by touch, he has only placed the flute and immediately the flute begins singing. So this is Venor Gitam, not Venuna Gitam. It's not Krishna playing the flute, but the flute is playing. Okay, and then we'll go to our fourth and final verse for today, which we already have read. Tadvi varnitum arabdhah smarantya krishna cheshtitam nashakan smaradegena vikshipta manaso nipa. Shridhar Swami has not much to say about him. His comments are always brief, but in this case they are kind of super brief. He says, vikshipta manasaha. There's only one word. Where is the? Oh, it's coming. Vikshipta manasaha. He's only giving vyakula chittaha. Vyakula. The chitta, their minds, consciousness, become vyakula, agitated, afflicted, tormented, as they have heard the flute playing. Yeah, basically we have Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami's comments. Okay. Tadrasham paroksham yatha syat tatha varnitum aratha. Aratham matyovi nashakam. So they are hearing the flute and then that's smaravegh. Will stir up. So this time is a different kind of flute playing because of Krishna's age and in the kind of that autumn season situation that he is in. His, the vibration, vibrated flute is causing different kinds of vibration this time. And they begin talking. Varnitum arabdha na ashakan, this verse is. But they were na ashakan. We are unable to describe or unable to speak. Tatra hetu, what is the cause? The cause is this smara. Cause is this calm. Devata. That's Lord and kind of feeling he's arising, which are overwhelming them. And how are they overwhelming? Says Krishnasya sarva chitta karshakasya cheshvitam venunada vadana mayam. As it is, they are. Yeah, the Krishna's activities, which they are understanding as they are hearing the flute playing, they are understanding what different leelas that he is performing, different dealings he has with Jamuna or Govardhan or cows or other different parties. So those pastimes are blended with or mixed with Venu nad, Venu vadana maya. It's like a pastimes, and they have become Venu nada maya, full of Venu nad. It's not only pastime. The pastime, as it is pastime, is attractive, and on the top of that, icing on the cake kind of situation. On the top of that, the flute playing is. The sound of the sweet flute playing is mixed with those all attractive pastimes. And smarantyaha, So there, their remembrance is becoming deeper. Deeply they are becoming internalized, and anusandhana, they are going in a deep meditation. Hence, they are not able to talk. This is one explanation by Sanatana Goswami. Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada, he's asking Prabhupada, he says, avashyam arabdaha parisamapti apekshata iti bhava tathapi na shibhu. When someone begins talking, it is expected that he will complete his statement or complete his speech or whatever conception he wants to convey. That is expected, but in this case here, they are only able to begin saying something but not, and then they, halfway through, they are gone. Half sentence through, or half the thought has been conveyed, and then they are in deep meditation, they are just excited, or maybe they are even bashful to say it, and they just, or they are feeling choked up, all the emotions are out of there, not only bhav but mahabhav. The gopis and Radharani's bhav is for mahabhav they are experiencing, and na ashakam, they are not able to speak. Kashin Varnayan. He said, yes, that's why it is said. Kashin, again going back to that word, Kashin is up there. And only somewhere able to talk. Somewhere starting talking, saying something. Others not able to say. Some others, of course, they are vatsalya bhav, and they were not talking like these gopis, they are talking something else. Vatsalya, different bhav, different ras, different mellow they are talking about. So, kashit varnayitum arabdaha bhi. So, some are attempting to say something, arabdaha, but then on the way, somewhere, they are choked up, they are lost, they are shy, they are stuck. And then the comment about the word nripa, you see here, the final word, this is Sambodhan, this is Shukadeva Goswami, this is Shuka Uvacha, you saw at the top, first word Shuka Uvacha. All these four verses he has spoken, Shukadeva Goswami is sharing all these pastimes with Nripa, the king. But after four verses, and you know what he's talking about, and he has also difficulty talking. He's very advanced. He's a parrot of Radharani. Shukadeva Goswami is worshipable deities, Radharani, Shukeshta. Radharani is known as Shuka Ishta, whose Ishta, worshipable deity is Radha. So, Shukeshta, Radha. So he says, हेद्रपेदी तत्कथनेन स्वयं एव भाव विशेष प्राप्त्या कार्येन. So Jiva Goswami Prabhupada says, no rhyme or reason to say Nripa, but why is he saying Nripa? Oh king! Because of the emotion that Shukadeva Goswami himself is experiencing, and he is in some kind of anxiety, and he is also anxious. He is very much kind of taken over, influenced. He is not just talking like a parrot, ordinary parrots, they talk from the throat, kanthastha, but this parrot is talking from the heart, but it talks something from the throat, that has no influence on you, or there may not be much influence on others also. Something that is spoken from the throat, something that is learned by heart and you're just reproducing it. But this Sukhdeva Goswami is speaking from the heart and is very much involved emotionally also with all that he's talking. He's the first one. He's the first one to be influenced. So hence, bhava vishesha praptya, he has some special bhava developed within him. Hence he says, hey Nripa, hey king, did he hear that? Or, what do you think? Are you okay? Says both ways. He says, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada says, tasyaiva bhava vishesha udaya alakshya tat samvaranartham sambodhanam. Either Sukhdeva Goswami is influenced, or King Parikshit is, or both of them are. And if it is King Parikshit who is showing symptoms, trembling body, or from his face, his watching face of his disciple, student, sitting right there, and he's trying, hey, get up, wake up, listen, there are a few more days to go, it's only fourth day, he has 7 days to go before he will depart, he has to hear 7 days, so this is the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. 21 chapter, it must be 4th day of Bhagavad Katha. Hey, what are you doing? He's going to, hey Nripa, oh king! He's trying to kind of cover him up, or wake him up, or shake him up, so that he would listen more, not that he goes also inside and loses all external consciousness. So either that is happening to King Parikshit, or that is possibly also happening to Sukhdeva Goswami himself. Hence, in the middle of this very serious, grave talk, no nonsense, only serious business is being talked about, and he had to say, O King Nripa, are you okay? Are you okay? Or am I okay? Nashakan smaravegina vikshipta manasaha. So they are, as they are hearing the flute playing of Krishna, the gopis have become vikshipta manasaha. Their minds agitated and tormented, afflicted. But some of that is also happening, possibly happening to Sukadeva Goswami and or King Parikshit, and that is what Jiva Goswami Prabhupada is pointing out. So thus we partially complete, or this is how much we could complete. The first four verses of the 21st chapter of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. And after this verse, tomorrow as the first verse, you will see gopis should have, it's a gopi geet, gopis are expected to talk. But before gopis talk, Sukadeva Goswami talks. The fifth verse is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. It sounds like that was spoken by gopis. But instead of letting gopis talk, or what gopis were talking, he is talking. himself in the mood of gopis. So that is one verse tomorrow, and then one of the Venu Geet, one of the songs of flute, will be also taken up tomorrow. These gopis, they wanted to talk, they started talking, but they're not able to talk. But those who talked, or something that they talked, will be taken up. It is one of the gopis' statement. Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Pandras Srila Bhagavatam ki jai.